Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Got to get to the big three with the great Don Stensland.
It's the big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Good morning, big three this hour. We are sponsored by United Tire this morning. So we talked a lot about Trump in Philadelphia over the weekend. This morning, former President Donald J. Trump's legal team, his lawyers, back in court after a Friday hearing. And both sides had been arguing the legality of whether or not special, not so special counsel Jack Smith's appointment. And that's what Trump calls him, right? Special counsel Jack Smith's appointment in the classified documents case in Mar-a-Lago, whether or not he should have been appointed in the first place. So that hearing continuing today, both sides, again, talking about all of the matters related to Smith's appointment in the first place. They're also talking about that limited gag order, which prosecutors have requested to ban Trump and stop him from making any comments because they fear, they claim that that could endanger the safety of those FBI agents and endanger the safety of law enforcement officials involved in that. It's the Mar-a-Lago raid and the so-called, you know, protected documents case. But Trump's lawyers have said that any speech restrictions will infringe on his free speech rights, especially because he is the leading presidential candidate challenging Biden. And so that's what they're looking at today. So Trump's lawyers arguing that in court. As far as U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon, Trump appointed, she heard hours of arguments on Friday from lawyers from both sides, with Trump's attorneys saying that the Justice Department really risked creating a, quote, shadow government through the appointment of special counsels to then prosecute, persecute select criminal cases. So that was one of the arguments that was being
made. She said she's doing this for 3 days, right? So Friday, yes. Monday, and she could decide tomorrow.
So it sounds like we'll get some answers perhaps tomorrow.
Wow, what a week this is going to be. Tuesday, Cannon. Wednesday, Supreme Court decisions again. And Thursday's the debate.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's for what used to be a slow week and a slow week, right, and leading into July 4th, the July 4th holiday and all of that, it's not going to be a slow week for us as we look, you know, as we look toward all these different, to your point, the SCOTUS rulings, what will we get out of that one? Will we get the J6 decision, right? And that has a lot of Pennsylvania ties.
Oh, that's right.
Right. So we're awaiting that one. J6, what does it mean for not just J6 defendants, but as well Trump? That could be one of those decisions. We're watching for all of that. Yeah, and then with the debate, and Cannon obviously didn't make the decision last Friday, but it is expected to issue a written order on this matter in the coming days. So even if they hear arguments and it goes through tomorrow, It sounds like we're gonna hear some kind of a written order by Judge Cannon by this Friday.
Huge week.
Yeah.
Huge week. This could be monumental when it comes to not just the election, but the future of the country.
This is true. Let's talk about, we've talked a lot about Pennsylvania, and we've talked a lot about Biden. Obviously, First Lady Jill Biden will be in Philadelphia for a fundraiser today. We know that Trump obviously was in Philadelphia over the weekend. But what about RFK Jr.? So the independent presidential candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has filed the paperwork to appear on the ballot in Pennsylvania. Kennedy's campaign had said that they submitted 9,000 signatures, which, by the way, they needed about half of that. So it's nearly double the amount required for those independent candidates. And obviously the Democrats are working to get him booted or blocked from the ballots here in Pennsylvania. By the way, RFK Jr. did not qualify for this Thursday's debate to be on the debate stage hosted by CNN this Thursday night. But they want to be on the ballot here in Pennsylvania. And so would he create more of a problem for Biden or for Trump? I know there's a lot of debate, but he wants to appear on the ballot here in Pennsylvania.
Interesting that the new push by the Democrats on Biden's behalf is going to be save democracy. That's what the lawn signs are saying, the blue lawn signs. And if you're the party that says you want to save democracy and you want to prevent someone from even being on a ballot, that seems to be in direct contradiction with your philosophy.
This is true. I was looking for just a little bit of a lighter story, and that brings us to a bear in Delaware. Now this Newark, Delaware bear, residents being warned, has the bear moved on to Maryland, or was it coming from Maryland? So we're hearing that it's a roaming bear, maybe looking for love. I don't know. Is it mating season? What's up with the bear? But they've been the bear was along Julie Lane near Barksdale Estates over the weekend. And the bear, at one point, there were, this had gone viral. The bear was walking onto a deck before walking back toward the woods. There are all these bear sightings, and the bear is making a lot of social media hits, going viral across our region.
Great. Hungry bears, hot weather. What could possibly go wrong?
did the bear in the woods?
No, in the hot tub.
In the hot tub.
You know, that's Dawn, that's what I worry about, the Spring Den's hot tub
that's
being
right.
An attractive place for the bear in your backyard.
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. The bear was looking for a place to cool off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe a swimming pool. We've mm-hmm. seen that before where they mm-hmm. get in the pool, they mm-hmm. cool off.
Yep. They've been doing a lot of construction of these high-density housing areas in lower, slower Delaware and central Delaware, and I'm sure some of the habitats of the bears have been compromised, so doesn't surprise me. We had a bear in Wellington about 5 years ago, and he was actually in the city going from backyard to backyard, but it was all about food.
Yeah.
So do you have bear spray at home?
No.
What is bear spray?
It will knock them down. And there, a lot of these protesters carry bear spray, and you're not allowed to use it on people. And it says if you use it on people, it's a felony. If you go to your Cabela's or your local hunting store and ask them where the bear spray is, they'll show you.
Really?
Yeah. It's good stuff to have. If you're in the country and you've got the potential for bears and you're not Second Amendment friendly, I would recommend a canister of bear spray.
Does it really work, though, do you think?
Well, I've never had the chance to use it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, has anybody gotten that close to the bear?
Are you allowed to say it's bear spray and it not work? I mean, Elizabeth Warren would be all over you like a cheap suit if you lied like that, because, you know, she protects all the consumers.
Yeah, no, I get you. I'm just saying.
That's your whole thing.
That, like, you know.
Somebody in the chat has to know. Somebody on social media has to know if bear spray works. I've only gone through the bear training when you go camping in the Rockies. You have to sit through a bear training session before you're allowed to go in the park overnight.
Yeah.
And they, you know, tell you keep your food in the trees or in the water. And if you see a bear, stand still and walk backwards real slowly because they have bad eyesight and they think you're a tree. That's just, it's crazy, the stuff you remember. But yeah, we had to do that.
But I think they must have a label on it. So I'm you know, it inflames the eyes and upper respiratory system. But they do have a label, I'm told, at least on one of them. It says, while the spray may be effective at deterring a curious bear, it cannot be shown to have the ability to effectively stop an actual bear attack. That's one. Because think about it. If the bear attacks you, you're going to sue the bear spray company.
Oh, yeah, right? Some lawyer wrote the warning label.
Yeah, so they do it. They're going to have a, you know, they're going to have some kind of a get out of jail free card or get out of court.
What if it just
card.
Pisses them off?
Yeah,
you know,
it's just
makes
point.
Them matter.
It's a good point. That's what I'm saying.
Pissed off bear.
Take the bear spray and throw the can at them.
Oh, by the way,
to
stick with this topic, that was the third story, right, Dawn?
Yep, that was number three.
Did you read United Tire?
United Tire
Thank
and
you.
Service sponsors our big three, including the bear. Staying away from, beware of the bear in Delaware. But well, United Tire and Service, summer's heating up, and so are the savings at United Tire and Service. Now, through June 30th, you get the best pricing for your summer road trips on all the major tire brands. Plus, get all the manufacturers' rebates. Just visit unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
I like that. I needed that last week. I had a spike in my tire.
A spike?
Yeah, it looked like a giant spike yeah. about that big, and you couldn't use Fix-A-Flat, mm. which if you do, it just pisses them off at the tire repair place because mm-hmm. they have to clean it out.
Yep. Yeah.
But I need a new spare, so United Tire, I'll be bugging. But staying with the bear story, this is kind of disturbing. In Canada, a rare family of polar and grizzly bear hybrids has been discovered.
Polar and grizzly bears?
Yes.
So like the brown ones and the white ones?
Yeah, researchers believe the family began when a female hybrid, who knew, had mated with grizzlies and gave birth to four offspring. And what do you think they're blaming for the polar bears and the grizzly bears getting together and hooking up and creating some kind of super bear?
Climate change.
Bingo. Yep. No more callers. We have a winner. Greg Stocker is taking home the prize. Actually says it in the article. They're blaming climate change for the polar bears hooking up with the grizzlies. Wow. Maybe they just like the way the grizzly looks, yeah. you know?
Maybe they do. Wow. Of course.
They're saying the hybrids are more robust and could be better equipped to survive climate change. But it's maybe part of evolution.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, Darwin. Yeah. Can we get an update on this?
Yeah.
They're calling them growlars.
I want to call them super bears. You know, let's just call them super bears. You got a grizzly and a polar. They're hooking up. And the grizzlies can run real fast. They can climb trees. Mm-hmm. And now you got the polars. They're out there in the ice floes drinking the Coca-Cola. And now we've got super bears. I think we got to push to call them the super bears.
Super bears. Should we take a call here? Tom's a Percocet. What's up, Tom?
Hey, first of all, how fast you have to run to outrun a bear?
It's a classic. This is a classic. Go ahead, Tom. How fast?
Faster than whoever's with you.
Yes. Never. Amazing. Never say it. Never fails. That's amazing. A great one. Amazing. Well done.
And just shut up. Hey, so I met Scott Pressler this weekend at Quakertown. Very dynamic individual. I got a couple early voting ballots, handed them out. At least four people I got to mail in the ballots within an hour. It was amazing.
That's great.
But yeah, he else.
Scott was with Dom on Friday. And then Scott actually was outside of the Trump rally on Saturday. He was invited in kind of like as a VIP. Yeah. And he said, no, we're going to stand outside and register people. So that's what they did.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man. It's just pretty phenomenal. But anyway, I wanted to talk the early morning conversation about massages. I'm going through therapy. I have plantar fasciitis in my right heel, and I have an old Achilles injury. I started taking physical therapy, and my therapist, Kaylee, I think she's a masochist. She just loves beating up on me, tearing up my heels. She actually was doing what they call cupping, and it's you want to scream. But you keep going back for more because when it's done, it's done. When her intern tried to step up, I'm like, I almost wanted to call him a wuss, but that wouldn't be right.
Well, you know, I'm a big proponent of physical therapy, and it's working. It's helping my wife recover from her surgery. I've seen it, what it's done for my nephew and getting back from his injuries in tennis. And certainly, we were just talking about, you know, the men going in to get the pedicures, and then it evolved into male massages. So I didn't want to belittle any kind of physical therapy with massages. And Dawn brought up the benefits of deep tissue massage, which is pretty well known. So we just had a little bit of fun.
No, deep tissue massage, absolutely, especially dealing with my Achilles with scar damage. And it is unbelievable.
Well, good, good. I hope you're back on track.
Working on it. Thanks.
And by the way, Scott Pressler has an app that he uses that I found is really helpful. It's called Early Vote Action, and it's free. And if you put it on your phone and you punch in whatever and you write where you are, it tells you registered Republicans right in your area and their names, et cetera. So you can meet your neighbors who are like-minded. Really a smart idea. And I salute Scott. Known him for about a decade now. And great to see him having success. Do we have to... I know we have the mystery movie coming up, Gregory. Do we have time to do the story of Voorhees, New Jersey native Tommy Paul?
We absolutely do, my friend.
This is a great story. You guys know I'm a tennis addict. My nephew, who's returning after almost 2 years in injured reserve, as if it were allowed to be called that in tennis. Riley's coming back to tennis, but his cohorts, Tommy Paul, Francis Tiafoe, Taylor Fritz, all the young Americans have been rising in the ratings. And this past weekend, Voorhees, New Jersey native Tommy Paul won a tournament, an ATP 500 in England. It's the warm-up to Wimbledon, a huge tournament. And he's now the highest-ranked American going into the Wimbledon tournament, and we wish him luck. Great kid. And, of course, Voorhees, New Jersey. But after he won the tournament and they gave him the big trophy, which, by the way, you don't get this big trophy. You get a smaller copy of it. The big trophy stays there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. They put your name on it. You get a tinier one for your mantle. But you're posing with the trophy for the media. His girlfriend, who I think is like within the last year, ran out to him like Velcro.
Yeah.
She was wrapped around him like gum on your shoe on a hot day. And if you watch this 6-second video, Dawn, you haven't seen this yet, have you?
No.
Okay. This is Tommy Paul, his girlfriend, who I suspect might be a social media influencer because so many of them are. Just let me know what you see in this 6-second clip here.
All right, here we go. Go.
What?
That's amazing. Put it on loop, Phil, if you can.
Yeah, can we loop that?
Yeah, yeah. She is, wow. Like, she's
cringeworthy.
It's so cringeworthy. So he's from Voorhees, New Jersey?
Voorhees, New Jersey.
Nice.
His parents are great people. They worked their butts off to put him through all the tennis training that he had to get through. And now that he's really, he's like 26 or 27.
Yeah.
And you watched her right hand.
She grabs his neck? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. In the media comments in both Instagram and on Twitter X, people are saying this is known as the claw.
What's that?
That they have several examples of other women doing this to their famous boyfriends / husbands, where they take their hand and they just claw into them and pull them towards that.
That's amazing.
The guy, now I can't see it without watching this guy in the claw.
Amazing. That
this
is
will forever be known as the claw.
Wow. I mean, she definitely did not. She wanted that spotlight with him, right?
Oh, my God. And, you know, Riley has not been connected with any other female other than his good friend Venus Williams. And they've been traveling the world, going to fashion shows and art museums because they love art. But I don't know if there's anything romantic there. But, you know, whenever you're out with someone as a professional athlete, you seem to draw press. And I think this lady seems to want some press. At least that's what the claw tells me.
Yeah, and the problem is, here's the thing. So what happens then when they break up?
Yeah.
And now all the video, do you know what I mean? All the video
it's like when the girlfriend or boyfriend is in the family Christmas photo.
Exactly.
And they're not together anymore. And said photo can't be seen or hung because the significant other, which we're not with anymore, is in the photo.
So what you have to do, I can tell you, what you do is you put the girlfriend who vacations with the family, like, you put her on the end, okay? You make sure she's on the end.
Yeah.
That way,
oh my God,
you can crop it out.
I've done this, okay?
Oh my God.
You crop.
See, we have family picnics, and because I'm one of nine, there'd be like 70 people there. And I'm now going back mentally and looking at who's on the perimeter.
Yeah.
Because my mother used to direct the placement of people.
That's what
Dawn,
she was
you're
doing.
A genius.
So you put them on the outs. You know, it's easier to crop.
Mm-hmm.
Just psh. Oh no,
that
we
is
need
so
you on
good.
The end.
Well, very very end.
That yeah, the very that way. You just you know you can always crop people, uh-huh. but if you just want to limit the editing intensity, just make sure they're on the end.
So
but for
funny.
This poor guy, Tommy Paul.
Yeah,
I mean this chick. Dude, run.
Oh, I'm
now,
right?
Maybe
say that, yeah.
Run. Who, Dawn, who knows? Maybe this is love and they're going to have babies and travel the world and he'll play tennis.
Nope.
Just the claw is a little bit unsettling.
Yeah. Look, if she could just shove him out of the way and just have the trophy for herself, that's the problem here. She's not celebrating him.
Yeah, yeah.
She wants the spot. She's there to be in the spotlight. Like, look
wow.
at me.
Yeah. Well, the Wimbledon qualifiers start this week. The real tournament starts next week. So Tommy will be ranked very highly as an American. So I'm sure when they go to the courtside shots, we'll see his girl in the team box. Because every team, whenever you play, you get a team box section where you put your coach and your family.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll be seeing her there, as well as his parents, who are just, as I said, they're just great people. So congrats, Tommy.
Well, why don't you get his mom to call in, and we'll just get the truth.
She's over in, yeah, that would be great, but I think they're already over in England. They're probably there.
The girlfriend has, what does she have, over, like, 630,000 Instagram followers? So she's a poser. She loves to pose.
They all compete. Like the guy that Tommy bounced out of number one, Taylor Fritz, he has a girlfriend who is an influencer as well.
Yeah.
And she's got like 2 million followers.
Mm.
And there's a whole lot of chatter about. But this one yesterday sparked over 1.5 million views in 2 hours.
By the way, Dawn, Aaron on the YouTube chat says, even if she's on the end and you crop her out, you might still see the claw on your son's neck.
Well, that if the claw is on, see, that entails a little bit, you know, more extensive editing skills.
A little Photoshop.
You know what I mean? You gotta.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
But it's much easier if they're on the end. Then they're done that.
The claw. Yeah. Everybody's going to look for the claw now in all photos going forward. This is so good. Tommy Paul has given us the claw.
Voorhees, New Jersey. Local story.
and a great one at that.
Yeah, exactly.
A nice success story for a young American. So maybe we'll see some more from Tommy Paul. But I don't know. But I'm just going to start calling her the claw going forward.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Isn't there something if you give a certain amount of money, you get some shirt or something?
No. Well, our goal is 15,000 by 4th of July and then 20,000 by the day of the race, which is July 21st. And I said that if we get to 20,000, that I would do the ride. I would ride.
Wow.
So, Mangle Mush says, somebody donate $65.23 to make Greg nuts. See how they torment me, Opelka?
Well, they do, but, you know, you'd get to that 20,000 if you took the advice from today's mystery movie.
What is this place? What is it that you do here? Merchandise.
So, if you were like yogurt, you would merchandise.
Yogurt. I love
yogurt.
I love yogurt. Especially with strawberries.
You do.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, this is good. Nick is going to be training. We already discussed it. Now that Nick Cale is back, he'll return tomorrow morning. His training will kick into high gear so he can have some me time, which everybody needs a little me time.
I've heard that.
Big fan of me time. It's very good.
All right, should we get to part two?
Yo, please. I'm excited.
What's on the cut sheet?
I gotta say this story kind of flew under the radar over the weekend, and I wanted to bring it up. There was a video released on Friday that showed an alleged Saudi intelligence official casing the United States Capitol around the same time Al-Qaeda was planning the 2001 terror attacks. This video, which, by the way, they're saying could have just been a sightseeing video, happened in 1999, and they were going around to the Capitol and all the locations and kind of, there was like a voiceover of it, and it turned out to be a Saudi official that was doing that. The Saudi government maintains that the video is nothing more than a tourist video of Washington, D.C.
Sure.
Michael Morrell, who's the CBS News national security contributor and also a former CIA deputy director, was on Face the Nation over the weekend discussing it. By the way, get over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT, if you want to see the video, because they show clips of the video plus the voiceover on top of it. Let me know what you think. Is it just a normal tourist video, or is it, you know, Saudi nationals casing the joint? This is cut one, Phil. Go.
I want to ask you about some video that CBS broadcast earlier this week. 60 Minutes obtained it. It's Saudi national Omar al-Bayoumi walking around the U.S. Capitol back in 1999. We're seeing that video now. It was shot within 90 days of the time when senior al-Qaeda planners were deciding on 9/11 targets, according to the FBI.
You can see the video there.
At the time, you were at the CIA. We know now the FBI identified this man, al-Bayoumi, as an intelligence operative with close ties to two of the 9/11 hijackers. But in that 9/11 commission report, it said there was no credible evidence that he was a violent extremist or aided extremist.
Unbelievable.
Now that you have seen this video, what do you think it reveals?
No doubt in my mind that it is a casing video, for some sort of terrorist attack, number one. Number two, pretty clear to me that al-Bayoumi was either working for al-Qaeda or was al-Qaeda. Did he know about the 9/11 attacks? Probably not. Did he know that the two individuals he was interacting with were 9/11 hijackers? Probably not. But no doubt in my mind that al-Qaeda tasked him to do this casing video. The video is chilling. It's chilling in terms of what he was videotaping, his narration over the top of it, which is part what tells you it was a casing video, and his extremist comments. Let me just give you two examples, Margaret. On the casing part, at one point he says, "I will get over there." He's looking at the Washington Monument. "I will get over there and I will report. I will report to you in detail what is there." He's talking to somebody, right? And he talks about a plan.
Not like a tourist
video. Not like a tourist video. And then in terms of the extremism, he's looking at the Capitol and he says, "They say that our kids are demons. However, these are the demons," what he's looking at.
So there you go. You can see the split shot. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it where he says, "Look, there's two entrances here, one by the side." I mean, this is clearly not a tourist video.
"Here are some security people by the entrances on this side."
I mean,
it's a little disturbing.
Look, any intelligent person knows that Saudi Arabia, had a lot to do with what happened on 9/11. But, I mean, this is the first real concrete evidence that we're seeing, I believe, that shows that Saudi nationals were part of planning it, right?
Well, 19 of the hijackers, 17 were yep. Saudi nationals?
Yeah.
Correct, or maybe all 19. I thought it was at least 17. So why is this coming out now, 23 years later? Why is this suddenly showing up? Is it because Saudi Arabia is joining with China and Russia to de-dollarize oil transactions? Are we trying to demonize Saudi Arabia? Shouldn't we also be looking at the property being purchased by China near and around military bases all around the country?
Yep.
Isn't that more of a threat? The medical lab that was found in California that had all those viruses in mice. I think it's okay to kind of monitor this, but I'd rather be paying more attention to China buying all the land around our bases.
Yeah. One more before we have to break. There's tensions within the Democratic Party about Joe Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war playing out in a key New York primary race that happens tomorrow. Representative Jamal Bowman faces Westchester County Executive George Latimer. in Tuesday's highly contentious Democratic primary in New York's 16th congressional district. This is a safe Democratic district, but it encapsulates the fissure that has emerged within the party. They did a big rally over the weekend, and AOC was out there for her BFF, Jamal Bowman, where you see this really cringe video of them. I just, like, with these two, I can't.
This is Fire Marshal Bowman, right?
Yes, Fire Marshal
Bowman. Just making sure I got the right guy.
Cut three, Phil, go.
What's up, everybody? We are just a few days out till the election day, our primary election on Tuesday, June 25th. But the good news is that the polls are open right now, and we are here for our brother, Jamal Bowman. We want to turn out the vote. I don't care if you live in New York 16 and are turning out to vote for him. I don't care if you live outside New York 16. We are texting our friends. We are turning out. We are calling our friends in Tuckahoe, in White Plains, in New Rochelle, in Yonkers, and telling them to vote.
Ceasefire now, y'all. That's what we're doing. Right. Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping. Right. The polls are open today. The polls are open tomorrow. Make sure you get out to vote. Election day is Tuesday. Let's go. We need record turnout all across the district, especially in Yonkers, Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, Co-op City, and Edenwall. Let's get it popping. Let's change the world. It's the many versus the money. We're going to win. Right. Let's go, baby.
We're
going
to win. We're going to take on AIPAC. I'm going to kick some Wall Street ass. Let's go.
Stop the bombs.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Do we have the one, or were you not able to bleep him?
Oh, yeah, where he says, you know, stand the F up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like he was at a hip-hop rally.
Show them who the F we are.
Yes, yes.
Show them who the F you are.
Yeah, it's just, it's so, like, when politicians try and be street like this, it's just nauseating. It's just nauseating. Dude, like, it's okay. You don't need to be, you know, you don't need to be street to win, you know, to win an election.
Were they at the same Bronx Park that Trump rallied at?
I don't know.
Because I'd like to see a comparison of crowds.
I'm not familiar with that area. But
McCarran Park.
There you go. So watch that district and see what happens.
Well, you said it's a safe district, but Hillary Clinton put money behind the opposition.
Oh, that's right.
So there is money that is there for pro-Israel money.
Interesting.
And the same day Colorado has primaries
and
Lauren Boebert's up. But that's a reliably red district, too.
Yeah. All right. We have to break.
Okay. It's 9:44. We come back. We'll find out what's happening on the Dawn Show. We'll find out what happened on this day back in the day in music history. It's Opelka one more time in for Kale on Kale & Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Monday, June 24th. We celebrate the birthdays of Kurt Smith from Tears for Fears, who's now 63, Mick Fleetwood, who's now 77, and a heavenly birthday to Jeff Beck. Singles include Undone, the sweater song, Weezer's very first single from 1994, White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane in 67, Sweet Home Alabama by Skynyrd in 74, and in 85, Huey Lewis released The Power of Love. Albums include Endless Summer by the Beach Boys in 74. Motley Crue's Saints of Los Angeles in 2008, and Hold Out by Jackson Browne in 1980. Also, in 2007, the White Stripes were top the UK album chart. In 66, the Beatles' final world tour began in Munich. And in 2008, a blogger who released Finnish GNR tracks to Chinese Democracy received a visit from the FBI with a cease and desist letter.
Uh-oh.
But lastly, on this day in 2016... a U.S. jury concluded that Led Zeppelin did not copy the opening chords to Stairway to Heaven from the band Spirit, saying the riff from the song Taurus was not intrinsically similar to Stairway. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
Led Zeppelin's whole career has been based off of other people's music. Sorry about that. Dawn Stenson, what you got coming up on your show today
in
8 minutes?
So much going on, developing here in Philadelphia. We'll give you the latest condition on these two different Philadelphia officers injured on the job over the weekend, one of them in the ICU. We have some updates on that case and on his condition. We also will talk about the alleged babysitter from hell in Pennsylvania, the GoFundMe page, and Trump in Philadelphia. Woo-hoo. All the reactions, some insider stuff. It's going to be good.
Thank you, Dawn Stensland. Coming up in 8 minutes, Michael Pelka. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Michael.
Oh, my pleasure. Always glad to be here, especially when I get to make fun of Nick, because I'm eventually going to take his money on the golf course. And now that I know he doesn't have time to practice, I'm going to push him to get out there even sooner.
Yeah, he's not going to be playing anytime soon either, now that his family's
here. I'm going to the range, Nick. I don't know about you.
By the way,
who won Twitter?
Chris in Jersey wins Twitter. He says, so big brown grizzly bears have a thing for big, thick white bears. Nothing new there.
I like big bears, and I cannot lie.
Michael Pelka, thank you, my friend. The Dawn Stensland Show coming up in 7 minutes. Do not move. It's going to be a show you're not going to want to miss. Michael, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Testudo, my friends.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.